I'm at a candlelight vigil for peace on Friday the 14th. It's a very eerie demonstration. It doesn't seem to have too much of a focus. Actually, the focus is writings on the sidewalk on the southern side of Union Square Park. A number of people are writing messages, diverse messages, on the square itself. Only a few people actually writing. Most people just watching them do that in silence. A few signs here, war is not the answer. A few of the things that people are writing. Let's see if I can read them. It's hard to read what they're writing, this collage messages. Do not become overcome by evil, but overcome evil. Peace and love forever. Life is too short. We are all the same. Arab Americans are fellow Americans. Peace, love, unity, my home. Love will triumph over hate. A number of American flags here also. We're beginning to see the reemergence of the old peace sign. There's some animated discussions to the side, mostly spurred by reporters asking questions. Let's see if we can go to one of them.
This act was created to create an audience for some people that didn't have an audience, especially in terms of this empire, this American empire, this capitalist force. And what you have, I'm not against that at all, but you need to be careful, we need to be careful that we give equal audience to other voices that are out there, because otherwise we create an intolerance for their voice, which forces issues like this, where they don't have an opportunity to be heard, where they don't have the opportunity for their culture to be legitimate. They don't have the opportunity for... They don't feel they have a choice.
And
that'll force fanatics...
That'll force fanatics to do horrible, abominable
things.
I don't think it's a matter of not having their voices heard. I mean, I think you can change the fundamentalist Islam, Jesus. You can change fundamentalist Christians, not to abortion clinics. I think you have these... extreme zealous beliefs, and it's not a matter of getting their voices out there. It's a matter of they have these beliefs that it's their spiritual obligation to enforce their beliefs. I don't know. It's a matter of just. I think
that's the scariest thing about it is that they feel like it's their obligation. That's the scariest thing. Exactly, that's terrifying.
Yeah. But you have to also acknowledge that there is at least a media prejudice against Islam, against...
There is, absolutely.
Why did most Muslims don't respond like that?
For example,
even though they may lack a voice.
Like most Christians won't bomb abortion clinics.
When you guys saw...
Think of
what happened, and you're talking about propaganda, which is a great issue. Think about how we saw a group of Palestinians celebrating in the streets. Ted Koppel himself, talking to Hanan Ashrawi, who is a representative, he himself admitted and apologized that we showed a two-block area of little boys, young guys, who are celebrating. They played that skit over and over and over. And you know what was happening blocks and blocks away? Thousands of people were holding vigils for us. Okay? They did not put that on camera, not once. That is unfair. That is our prejudice. And this is our so-called unbiased media.
But do we even know that those people dancing in the streets, was that on the 11th, the day that it happened?
That wasn't the day it happened.
Excuse me, I'm with WBAI in exile. What kind of a statement are you making by coming to this demonstration today?
I'm just passing through.
Did you know this was happening here?
No, I didn't.
What do you think things are going right now in the country?
The overall feeling is anger, resentment. I mean, of course, there's sadness, but the sadness is turning into anger. People are starting to really make a cry for action, for retaliation. And I mean, there are different things happening, but that's the overall feeling that I'm getting from most people I run into.
You think that some of this anger might spill out into anger against Muslim community in the city?
Yeah, it already has. It already has. I've had friends who have told me about things going on in different parts of the country, drive-by shootings in Dallas, shootings in New Jersey. And I just think that the more and more there is a lull or a lapse period in response time, then there will be people taking action. Taking it upon themselves to express some type of retaliation.
Where do you think the anger should be directed?
That's a good question. I myself, I deal with it through my faith, but for people who may or may not have that kind of connection or response, or what have you, that's something to think about. I'm not really sure.
Okay, thanks a lot. And I'm in front of a big sign, a number of people are holding, New York City wants justice, not revenge, another sign under that on the steps, racism is not the answer, war is not progress, but peace is possible. A number of people near it, holding candles, sitting next to it. His attention seems to be riveted on looks like a jet plane up there, looks like a warplane, not a familiar sight above Union Square Park. More planes flying overhead. What kind of statement are you making by coming down here tonight?
Well, I needed to do something, you know, to be part of this. I was at home and I was just feeling more sad and depressed. And I think it's important to be around people that are sharing a common grief, to talk with other people, and just to be, you know, amongst good forces and to share my pain with others that are going through it.
Do you agree with that?
I think so, but I don't feel, I guess, a need to really do anything. It's more like a... This is my life, and this is my city, so I'm taking an action not because there's a need to do anything. It's more because it's my choice, and I want to be down here. Basically, show solidarity also.
Solidarity with whom?
With everyone who has the same kind of human spirit as I do.
Okay, if you can just get a little bit more definite on the human spirit part.
That... we don't stand for violence against our city, that we don't stand for just terrorism in general.
Do you have any fears at this time as to what's going to be happening in the city?
I think there are real fears in everybody's mind. I think the people who are behind this are very intelligent, and I don't think Americans can afford to underestimate the people who had perpetuated violence. It's totally irrational and totally against humanity, violence. I think we need to be careful. I think money has to be spent on security. I think at the same time, though, I'm very happy to see that there are people here passing out pamphlets and signs being held up, basically saying that there is violence, but we should not allow this to become war, and that war is not the answer. And immigration should be welcome, and they should not be made scapegoats. In my mind, you know, when we had World War II, we had Japanese, after the Pearl Harbor bombing, people, Japanese Americans, were put in concentration camps. And certainly, I hope that, and I know that New Yorkers are educated and New Yorkers have a sense of history, and that we always remember that we will not repeat what was done wrong. And we will go forward with love and kindness and go forward with rationality, that we would not respond in the same kind of inhumanity, but we would go, we would respond and stop terrorism. So I'm happy to see so many people here, and I'm so happy to see the right message. I'm Chinese.
I was thinking as you said that while the Japanese were put in concentration camps during World War II, not that I'm advocating it, but the German Americans were left alone. I mean, relatively, I guess. And I think a lot of us have fears that there will be repercussions against the Muslim community in New York and throughout the country. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we've already seen instances of this violence, and I think it's sick because, you know, we're so outraged at these things that have been perpetrated against us, and I think these people are innocent. They're Americans just like us, and I would hope that we would have better sense to respect them and, you know, to view them as part of our collective.
Do you have fears in terms of possibility of war in the current days and weeks? Or as some people, do you welcome it?
I have fears because I understand that the United States has a position in the international community and they need to protect this country and give us confidence in the security. But I don't necessarily know if war is the answer.
Want to take that on?
Well, I don't think it would be a fear of war, but more of a fear that, wrong actions are taken just for the sake of taking action. War might be, if the culprit is identified and is, you know, is a contained war, it might not be something that is necessarily bad if it means showing them that we don't stand for terrorism against our city, that we're actually taking decisive action. But the fear is that they're actually doing something that is that's not proven, that Afghanistan or any country might not be conclusively linked to this terrorist attack.
Okay, who wants the last word?
I don't want to see World War III. I don't want to live my life in an atmosphere of war. I want to raise a family. I want everybody to be healthy. I want peace.
Okay, I was lying. You can have the last word.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I think we've been through enough tragedies. I think I feel very supportive because the international community is behind us, and I just hope we can find a way to resolve this and to make those accountable pay for what they did, but also to find a way of putting back our lives together and moving forward with the future with hope.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You got these signs saying, pursue peace. I think a lot of people are concerned about how we pursue peace in this atmosphere. Why don't we start with you?
I mean, I think it's an attitude. I mean, I'm kind of overwhelmed by who is speaking and how they're speaking on the TV and on the radio, and just how, I mean, I've heard so many incidents of hate building on hate, like people screaming, kill all faggots and kill all Arabs in the same breath, and just so much hate. And I made these signs because I just don't see anybody trying to counter that with a sense that this is a tragedy for everybody. I mean, it's almost more of a tragedy for the people who will be retaliated against brutally with no compunction, who we think have something to do with it, or who will be near somebody who we think has something to do with it. And there's sort of mixed emotions about that.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think for me, pursue peace is about being... Everybody's talking about how much anger there is. And I think for me, it's anger at the U.S. government's arrogance, having put us in this position and putting people at risk like this. And I hope that we use this as a lesson of what it's like to be in a city that's bombed and change our foreign policy so that we're not doing this to other countries, and using that as a lesson instead of getting caught up in this cycle of violence that we're in, where we do retaliatory bombings or go to war with some other country.
What do you think should be the next step here?
You mean the U.S. government?
Mm.
God, I don't know. I don't like that we immediately jump to more violence. I think the fact that our leaders are saying that they did this because they hate freedom is really short-sighted, and I think it's really not understanding how the U.S. is perceived on the world scale. And I think having a little humanity is key here, and caring about people is the key and the lesson, and not discounting the lives of people. I mean, I really don't know what we should do. I'm not a policymaker, and I haven't even, I mean, I don't even know anything about Osama bin Laden, if he is behind this. I don't even know what his politics are, you know. I would like to know something more about his politics than that he supposedly hates freedom. I don't think that can be true, you know. And I don't think that we know anything about the events that have happened. Before jumping to violence, I think we should think a little bit about what the actual causes of this were and what would be a smart response.
Were you involved in setting up this demonstration?
I was not. Jenny, were you? No. Were you part of setting up this demonstration?
Do you know you were involved in setting up this demonstration?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Do you know if any of the politicians were invited?
I think it was done on such short notice that, I mean, really it was planned in the last day and a half, so it was more an effort to get out the word that that we were going to be here. And the idea was not to have speakers that none of us can really express what we're feeling, but that we're just here to mourn and to make sure that this tragedy doesn't turn into more tragedies around the world or for Arabs and Muslims and Asian Americans in this country.
Okay, and now for the final word here.
I feel like, I mean, part of the reason why I haven't even thought about what we should do in very serious terms is because I feel like nobody's going to listen to me even if I have an idea. I feel like there are people who are really making decisions and there's no way to stop that with an alternative plan. I'm just, you're talking to my family, people just laugh at me when I try to say we should have some humanity, and there's not even a discussion to have after that. Like, what do I actually think should happen? Because it just turns into a kind of, no, we should retaliate. And I don't know, so I haven't even had the room to sort of think of an alternative response, just because no one's taking the idea of peace seriously, I feel like. I mean, the idea of humanitarian, humane responses to this are, I don't know, sort of more comprehensively complicated responses to this. So I haven't even had the space to think about it.
Okay, thanks so much.
This is a very, very, very sad fact, that there was a lot of people in this building.
On the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Oh, Jesus,
my heart, I do believe.
It's in the Virgin.
Dozens and dozens of candles just staring at it. Hard to figure out the mood of the crowd. Many people just staring out into silence. Next week is going to be like. Well, the clear expressions of a way to go is a sign that says, turn this on around for just a second. Justice, not vengeance. How do we get there?
Well,
sign down for a second.
Yeah, I think what this means is that there's a lot of people who have been driven because of circumstances to this feeling of absolute desperation, that they're willing to die for this, for their cause. And so I think what we need to do is re-examine U.S. policy, U.S. foreign policy around the world, especially in the Middle East, to find out what is driving people to join extremist groups like that, what U.S. politics could be contributing to that. We need to examine why so many people would hate the U.S. so much, because it doesn't come from nowhere. And it's a horrible, horrible thing that happened, but if we started a senseless war for vengeance, a lot more horrible things could come.
I've been talking to a lot of people in the crowd here, and you're the first one who've mentioned that. Do you think other people are thinking in that kind of way?
I think there is definitely a small minority of people who are trying to look at the bigger picture. And I think it's really hard for a lot of people who lost loved ones and who feel threatened to be able to put aside that blind kind of emotion and to look at the bigger picture and look at it rationally and say we have to re-examine where this hatred is coming from. I think also a lot of people in the U.S. aren't informed about what the U.S. has been doing, how the U.S. has been bombing Iraq, what the U.S. has been doing in other countries supporting Israel, all the U.S. intervention in the Middle East for years. I think because of the media being owned by a few hands, most people really aren't aware of the long history of U.S.-Middle Eastern relations that you need to understand in order to know that we have to start re-examining what we're doing in order to understand where this hatred came from.
People are mostly reacting to what's been the events of this past week, which have certainly been overwhelming. I think what you're talking about, to some extent, deals with what may be happening in the next week. How do you react to that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have just been reaction to the emotion of what's been happening in the last 2 days, and just reacting solely from that. And I think the administration has been doing that too. And I think the administration has been trying to exploit that feeling that people have of helplessness and this overwhelming devastation. But I think the administration is exploiting that, so it will have the chance to wreak even more havoc and more violence in the next week. I'd also like to say, I think another thing the media is being irresponsible about is reporting and perhaps whipping up anti-Arab sentiment that's having really violent consequences in our streets today. And I know a lot of the government's response to this has been a policy of racial profiling to single out Arab Americans and question them. I think we need really, if we're serious about working to stop racism and working for peace and justice, we really, people need to check their neighbors who are doing blind, emotional, revenge kind of acts against Arab Americans or against Muslims, all races.
Okay, thanks for that. Thanks a lot. This is actually quite an amazing demonstration. It's taken over most of the southern part of the park. People don't seem to have the answers, but they certainly have the questions, and they're not willing to accept the answers that have been given to them so far by the media pundits and politicians that they've heard. There are no speakers. There are no set slogans. But as I said before, if this is any indication, it is an opposition in formation.